Governor Cuomo's second legislative session was far less dramatic than his first in 2011, when he convinced the legislature to authorize same-sex marriage, instate a 2% property tax, and close a massive $10 billion budget deficit. In his second session, the governor's record of achieving his stated goals was not as complete. Cuomo began in January with his State of the State message. The centerpiece was the building of a giant convention center in Queens, which Cuomo said would be the biggest in the world.
We believe we can attract $4 billion in private sector investment to build a state-of-the-art convention center at the Aqueduct Racetrack. It'll be all about jobs, 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 tens of thousands of jobs, building the number one convention center in the country.
The very next day, the governor revealed that the gaming conglomerate Genting had signed a letter of understanding with the state to construct the convention center. Several weeks later, Cuomo convinced the legislature to take the first step toward passing a constitutional amendment to allow more gambling in New York. But then, 5 months later, Cuomo abruptly announced that the deal with Genting had fallen through. He said the gambling company wanted exclusive casino rights for the New York City area, and he could not guarantee that.
They can't be in a position where they then have to compete with a casino in their backyard. And we didn't have a good way around that.
Cuomo's announcement came just before the New York Times published a story that said Genting and other pro-gambling forces had contributed over $2 million to a lobby group closely associated with Cuomo, the Committee to Save New York, in December of 2011, just weeks before the State of the State speech in early January. The governor also rescinded his threat to veto any redistricting lines that were not nonpartisan and done by an independent commission. And in mid-March, he agreed to new lines for the legislature that critics said were blatantly gerrymandered. During an all-night session, the governor issued special messages to rush through other parts of a larger deal to create a new pension tier and expand the state's DNA database. In contrast, the end of the legislative session took place mostly in daylight, and this time Cuomo refused to issue any special messages. The session concluded in the most orderly fashion in decades.
A decorum and a professionalism and a competence in government is what we've been trying to instill. And that's the way we want to close out the session.
The governor did trade order, though, for any last-minute agreements on major topics. He had to give up on a push to decriminalize public possession of smaller amounts of marijuana and other issues, including an increase in the state's minimum wage, championed by Democrats, also fell by the wayside. Cuomo did win agreement to reform state agencies that care for the mentally and physically disabled. Steve Greenberg, the spokesman for Siena College Polling, says a quiet end to the session can actually be counted as an achievement for the governor and lawmakers following years of chaos and dysfunction.
I don't think the voters of this state are necessarily looking for dramatic, historic legislation all the time. They're looking for state government to work for them.
And the governor is likely to get another chance to press his agenda with the legislature before the calendar year ends. There's been talk of pay raises for lawmakers that has not been completely ruled out by legislative leaders, perhaps laying the groundwork for more discussions on the governor's other unfinished items. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.